Intergalactic planet jumping, planet jumping, intergalactic. Hello and welcome to Fire Team Core.
Episode one.
I'm not okay with this. No.
Are you watching my cats this weekend?
Oh my god!
That's all. This is getting fixed in editing. So far, the only thing the users heard is "Welcome to Fireteam Core." Now we move on to the topics.
Episode one,
and that part about Nigel. Yeah. I'm Colin. I play Pano.
I'm Adam, and I play Yujing.
I'm Eggers, and I play Toha.
Nigel, and I play Nomads.
And I'm Crump, and I play Combined Army. It feels weird to not say that jokingly, by the way.
What? Yeah. What's wrong with Combined Army?
Oh, I like say it on like the main Musecast is like,
and it's like a joke.
I don't play War Machine anymore. I play Combined Army.
Nobody does.
Mm. Yeah.
Boom, rusted.
Yep.
Who's leading this thing? We don't even know yet.
Well, Eggers, he's got the plan.
Yeah, you got the playbook.
It's not much of a playbook. But
I mean, I'm looking at cat pictures on the internet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the playbook.
Are you watching my cats?
I guess cats suck. Dogs are way cooler.
They are. There's a cat that's terrorizing my car, and it's driving me crazy.
What?
There's a cat that's terrorizing my car. Post. It's just like leaving paw prints all over my nice, clean car. All up and down. Yes?
What? It, like, literally has just been climbing on
his
car.
This used to happen to me when I lived in Ames, and then I moved to Des Moines, and that cat followed me.
Would you say the cat came back the very next day?
Followed him 40 miles.
Yes. Did you think he was a goner?
Just an aside. I don't know if anybody's seen like Nathan Hoffman's feed, but somebody posted, Jester was like, here's an article for you. It was like 20 of the dumbest tattoos that I've ever seen. One of the ones that was totally mint though was like a guy had a cat tattooed on his belly and his belly button was the cat's butthole. It was like the cat was like walking away.
So just trash.
It was so
trashy.
It was so disturbing, and yet I couldn't take my eyes off it. I was just like, oh my God.
That's terrible.
It was pretty bad. I was like, yep, belly buttons are sweet. Like, way to incorporate your body into it.
They're the cat's asshole.
Another guy had 8 nipples. He, like, tattooed, like, 6 more nipples up and down his chest.
Oh, my God.
So he's like a Slaanesh model?
Just straight up Bakunin.
Hey, yes, you get in there. All right,
news and announcements. So, did you want to talk about June releases, Adam? Or do you want to go straight into July?
July,
so the new stuff coming out. So... it was leaked online a couple of weeks ago, the new Outrage crew. So if you read the manga, you know who everybody is. I don't know. Has anyone read the manga here besides me?
I've only read the first page.
Boom. You're in it.
I'm like 10 pages in.
Okay. Wow. Infinity fans. All right.
What's
right?
What do you mean? It's a manga. You don't have to. You could be a fan of the thing and not
I actually really want to finish reading it. It's just I'm not sure where I put it.
Hmm.
Like, I put the little folder in to, like, be like, all right, I'm too tired. I'm going back to bed. I started at the wrong time. And then I don't know where I put it, and I'm pretty sure my wife just hid it.
Mm-hmm.
Or cleaned.
Yeah.
And I haven't asked her yet.
I can just bring it down. I was going to do it tonight.
We can read it out loud to the class.
Yeah, let's do it with no pictures.
Where's audiobook podcast? I wouldn't mind that for driving, but... So anyways, those models came out. I don't know if you guys looked at all the models, but...
Yeah, they look pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool that they actually made each model, too. I thought they were just going to do the original, but they decided to do them all, which is pretty awesome. It'll be interesting to see if they're going to incorporate them in the game and make rules for each one, since they literally are something in the game. Each model is something, except the Bakunin kid... I don't know if she's going to... I don't know if she has a profile.
Short rant.
Also, the pilot's a little bit...
She could be a Spectre.
No, she's an Anaconda pilot.
No, I know. But she's just the pilot by herself without the Anaconda. Like, he has a special head. Like, it's not a standard Anaconda in the comic. It is a standard, but it's like...
Mm.
Yeah.
They can just mod it.
Yeah.
There. Boom.
Boom.
And it's got, like, tattoos all over it, too, which is pretty sweet.
Hmm.
They'd have to sculpt those in.
Mm-hmm.
To make it work. Sculpt the tattoos.
Nah, dude. It's Infinity. Everyone's amazing painter, except for me.
Mm-hmm. Same. All right, so what else came out?
Oh, well, I was going to talk about those models.
Oh, okay.
But if you guys pull them up, too...
The Outrage models aren't what the real excitement's about.
Yeah, I currently have those.
Why? Because you want to have
the
a ride.
Aristea models.
Yeah, but those aren't out yet. They got to announce.
They're announced.
Mm.
Beast of War has...
Well, the Riot Girls are coming out.
Yep, the Riot Girls are coming out. They look awesome.
And that's one missile launcher. So there's three missile launchers coming out this month, too. I'm excited about the Sukiel with the missile launcher, which I had to proxy.
Wait, why? Why would you play that model?
Because it kills everything.
The model's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I shouldn't play it.
I wonder what the kill count on that model is.
Pro tip, don't play that model in Toha.
Pro tip, play that model and then kill everything. Also, the Rodok. Does the Rodok already have a missile launcher profile? Like, it had the profile, but
yeah,
it never
got the sculpt. So.
But now it does!
Yeah, which is hilarious because they're like the most commonly played like Link in Combined Army.
And then never was around
missiles,
ever.
Missile's the first guy you slap in, and they just didn't sculpt it until now. So
yeah, it's to get you to.
I just literally played games against Chris like with Owen a while back. I was like, this guy with a boarding shotgun is a rocket launcher or a missile launcher.
And then there was two repacks. The Pano Knights.
Teutonic Knights.
Teutonic Knights.
I want new stuff.
Teutonic.
Teutonic.
Not T.
An Ekdromi repack.
Get out of here.
Halo. Dirty for drop troops.
And the Zanying Imperial Agent, which is technically the hacker, but it's the... That thing's amazing, by the way. Mm. Especially in the Link. Like in the Wuming Link, if you're playing an ISS and you're running a five-man Wuming with... four Wooming, including the 10-bot plus that, and an Evo. Like, it's... The math on it's, like, pretty close to having a hacker killer, because it's got 6 sense level 2. Even if it goes below a level 4 Link, as long as the 10-bot's still alive, you're at a minus 6 to hack it, and then you stack, because it's 10-bot level 2, and then you stack Kaleidoscope on it as well, putting him at a net minus 9, so you have a general hacker that can activate as normal, and the opponent to hack it is at a minus 9 against the individual hacker.
That's broke.
Tech. Throwing tech in.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll. So that's all the July releases. So.
Yep. That's an awesome Link, by the
should
way.
Should we give kind of an introduction to who we are?
Yeah, sure.
I guess we do that.
The releases were.
We probably should have just done
important.
This first, actually.
We should start with the overall. Most of us are pretty new players. We're all, like, within a couple months.
Yep. Adam's been. Adam is the.
He's the old salt.
Yep. He is the veteran. The wily veteran.
When do you start? Yeah.
Playing at the end of N2. Like the summer of N2. Like, I don't even remember when that was.
When was
it? I don't remember.
3 years?
Back in 69.
3 years?
Summer of 69.
Yep.
Yeah. And then.
So what do you play? You've played Yuzhing the whole time?
No, we already did this.
No, we just introduced and said who we were.
I'm Adam, and I've played Yuzhing the whole time.
I've played
the whole time.
I've played more than just Pano. I'm just saying.
So one of our friends who's freaking awesome, his name is Chris, and he
he's in the background
got
right
us
now.
Into the game, got me into the game, and kind of got us all encouraged into the game. Like, hey, this game's coming out. Corvus Belli is redoing it, making it in 3. And we looked at factions, and it really became like, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you get in? Pick the the game is very well balanced, or was expecting to be very well balanced, and you pretty much just pick what was most aesthetic to you. And I really liked Yuzhing and the Asian aspect of it. Just because it's and they also have heavy infantry, and I like the idea of like the heavy infantry versus the tag aspect. So I rolled with them, and we played an N2 for a while and got into it. I have never got into a tabletop game where I picked a faction and was like, I'm all in on this, and then I loved it the whole way. And that's how I feel in Infinity. I think it might just be because I enjoy the aesthetics that is it, and the game's so balanced, so you can tailor almost everything to your playstyle as you develop one.
I mean, you can also do... You can manufacture other playstyles in most factions.
What do you think your specific playstyle is?
I am at heart a vanilla player. I will dabble in sectorials. So when I say I play Yuzhing, I include the sectorials. I'll play it as a whole. But at the core, I am a vanilla player. And I have slowly started drifting to more of an elite model player, meaning that I'll have anywhere from 10 to 13 orders, most of them composed of elite style models where they'll have like ballistic skill of 14.
Like 40 or more points.
Yeah. Exactly.
14, that's laughable.
Yeah. So, okay.
Hey, he's got like...
Yeah, but you're a Pano player, though.
I have 0 15s.
That sucks.
My tags are also 14s, so...
I guess the rest of us started playing, I think, 20... 16 fall?
Yeah.
That was, when was when was Iowa?
It was like 8 months ago.
I mean, technically, I started like a year before all of you guys.
Yeah.
But
technically, Nick,
you didn't
also,
play,
Nick
play
and
though,
Nigel
a lot,
also
did you?
Jumped in.
I played like for a couple months. And then,
okay, I'll speak for myself then.
Yeah.
I basically didn't start until War Machine like died and then started playing.
So the
fall of last year. Fall of
Iowa Incident in 2016. Probably I played two games before that. Is when I officially started. So that was probably in the fall sometime. So that's when I officially started playing late last year. And then played a lot.
Just rubbing it in that you only played two games.
Yeah, but he played like 2 million games of the Theory Machine Dojo.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
my his, mind.
And on the keyboard.
His Theory Machine is like, yeah, he might as well just be playing a game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Straight called out.
He's like super red-faced.
Super.
That's how it's going to be. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I played since
I mean,
then.
I'm calling out your skills because you did well in that tournament.
I think it was pretty random.
Oh, okay.
And there was a lot of stuff like there was a control building in every single scenario, which helped steal. I was playing steel at that at that time when I first started. And because of those buildings and closing off pretty much a lot of arrows on the board, it made it a lot easier.
Yep.
So that definitely had something to do with it. So you guys can, I don't know when you guys started officially.
Yeah, I don't even know.
It was basically like fall of last year. Like, we've had models for a long time, but we like never really actually played them.
Yeah.
Nigel, Colin, and Nick all jumped in at the same time that I initially jumped in. Myself and Chris and another player who has moved out to Portland, his name is Nate Kapke, all started playing pretty heavy at the towards the end of N2 and then into N3 at the very beginning and have stuck with it the whole way. So,
yep. So I'm Colin. I've been playing Pano, basically just vanilla Pano for like the last year or so. Basically, the last like couple months, I've been like a month on a sectorial and then a month off onto a different thing or something like that. And I've been actually super enjoying it. Last month was Shock Army and it was super fun. And yeah, that's just the link, the Bagmari link is just so stupid. But
what do you think your style of play is then?
My style of play is definitely just tag heavy. I just play tags basically.
Except against me.
Started basically when Adam sat me down and was like, "Oh, hey, Colin, come look at this catalog. You'll see all these models. You'll love them." And I was like, "Yeah, boring, boring, boring. Dragos is awesome." But
is that Starscream?
No.
That's Yotam.
That's
Hyper Rapid Magnetic Cannon.
It's the Hyper Rapid Magnetic
Cannon.
I can't
think of what the model is.
He's the big guy back there on the shelf.
God, I'm so jealous you have a current Hyper Magnetic Cannon, like a current sculpt, you know?
Oh, the Salamander is sweet.
He's okay.
It's the coolest.
It's not like, it's like fairly old.
It holds up well.
Yeah.
It's like the current aesthetic.
So I basically just play tags and have a super blast with them. And my, like, basically, I'm not actually trying to win games.
Yeah.
My strategy is I'm going to kill all of my opponent's models and then lose the game. So they feel miserable because they feel like they're going to lose. But then they win, and then they're happy. It's like the best of both worlds.
This is actually just every Pano player.
Uh-huh. But it's awesome because I never get upset about my Whip 12 because I never use it. Trauma Doc does use it all the time, and she is gloriously awesome.
Yeah, Colin and I at the end had to dice off for a console when using our highest whip, and I'm like, I'm 17. He's like, I'm 12. I was like, all right, failed. This is lost.
Oh, really?
Got it.
So
you have a Whip 17?
Avatar.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, the Avatar is just so... so stupid. Yeah. But it's super expensive.
This guy's so sweet.
Yep.
Do you two want to talk about your style of play, Nick or Nigel?
I've been playing since basically when Colin got in. We bought Ice Storm. We split the Ice Storm box. And I liked the Mobile Brigada specifically. And I played Vanilla, switched to Corregidor once I started with, the Sectorials are pretty cool. So then now I'm playing Bakunin a lot. But I still just kind of play L3. I kind of gravitate to L3. I don't know what my play style is, actually. I'm sort of in a lost. I had a play style for like half a second, and then you sort of have to play to what your opponent's doing, and then like you have to play to a scenario, and you have to play. So,
I guess what models do you like the best, or what do you use the most? Like
who's your
Uber Commandos, right?
The Uber Commando I don't actually use even in my Bakunin list. I don't use like right now currently. I use like I sort of like taking just crappy parts and making crappy parts work. So I take. When I play Corregidor, I take Augusils with Lupe, which is just good. I make that link team.
Lupe's just good.
Yeah, and then I take Moderators in Bakunin, and I'll take like a Kasanaki Harisse. And so I sort of work with those. I take I love Geckos and Taskmasters, and I sort of kind of like the whole thing.
Yeah, you route Geckos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guys, like stuff like Traumadocs and Engineers aren't typically the models that I'm focusing on. I also love Tomcats. I went through a Tomcat phase where, like, I had to have two Tomcats in every list because those are fantastic. But unfortunately, not every game is what's the one of the six objectives?
Highly classified.
You can't always play highly classified, so then Tomcats aren't, like, amazing all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why just that one?
Because they literally can't hide the HVT, so you get to basically turbo house their HVT with Tomcats. Okay. And then you also get to turbo house the demolition, so if you can blow up a building pretty easily.
Right.
So the fact is, like, because they can walk on the board or they can jump on the board, and then as well, like, you can sync the HVT. So even if he doesn't have something that he can do regarding...
like, half the cards in the classified deck involve HVTs.
Right. So I mean, the key, even viable. Though it's an engineer... You can,
well, you have an engineer and a medic.
Right. So you have the two aspects. Of, you can do either one of those, but if you...
I usually do one of each.
Yeah.
As like a... And then they both come in with a Zoncat, and that's actually super sweet. And then I run tags up the side. I run geckos up the side, and the engineer can come in to repair them off the side. So it really sucks when you don't have the orders. Like, your tags will run upfield. This is like a gecko problem. They'll run up midfield. They'll get in a suppressive fire, and they become a cool fire base, but then they'll take wounds and dodge away and whatever, and you want to get them back up and running. The Tomcat is perfect for coming in on the side and getting there quick versus wasting six orders running, you know, like a Clockmaker's helper bot upfield, even though they're fast.
That's true.
So, yeah, Tomcats are super awesome. And then they by themselves got me into Corregidor because they just solve so many problems. And then they just have such a cool weapon profile. They actually have a lot of interesting other models. The only problem is, you take the hit on the orders while they're off the field, so that super sucks.
Any AD troop problem.
Yeah, but they don't come in. A lot of times you're like, it's Brandy Castro, or it's like a Shinobu. And when they land, it's like,
oh God.
Yeah, exactly, a meteor hitting the table. And Tomcat's less so you're putting a lot into just some extra functionality. Mm-hmm. But, I guess that's me. But yeah, right now, I just, the Kunin models, it's all about the models right now. Like, the Guardians of the Galaxy... Colossus, amazing. The Morlock.
Yeah, they've come out with, like, all your baseline troops have just become amazing. Like,
are
the sculptor's awesome.
Yeah, starting with the Taskmaster, which is like, ooh, what's this guy all about? And he's pretty cool. And then I actually own three. I've like, half-assembled one because I don't want three HMGs. So I've got to figure out, like, a conversion for the other two. But starting with that guy, so then I had to start playing Bakunin, and that's how I discovered the cat, the Uberfall Commando. And then... But then,
those
yeah.
Models.
Yeah. The Uberfall Commando is pretty hacks. But yeah, the moderators are like fantastic. Like, it's pretty cool to have just garbage models be amazing.
Yeah, that's the new and last month's releases too, that Ariana new starter. I was like, oh.
Yep.
That's so beautiful. You're like, oh my gosh.
Basically, if you're struggling with close combat and you're in your meta and somebody's playing against you with Shinobu or Oniwaben or any
Ariadna, whatever.
Yeah, anything that is
dudes
close
with
combat
Berserk,
and is good up the table, and that's something that you're having an issue with, an Uberfall Commander is a really good counter that they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is that the cat lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. This I don't know why she's German, but...
This is the hard part about podcasting about Infinity, is like, I hear words that I sort of recognize every once in a while, because I don't know everybody else's stuff.
And we
yet.
Also nickname her Cat B, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so. Eventually, I don't know, you just start, like, once you look at everyone's profiles, start going through, you know, like, randomly find out everyone's junk.
Counterpoint, if you're playing in a meta, and you're struggling with an Uberfall Commander, and you don't know what to do or how to deal with it, one of a simple...
Krakot?
Krakot is a very, very Krakot. Good answer for him. So, yeah.
Nick, you want to go?
Multiple reasons.
Oh, I suppose. I've been playing Combined Army the entire time, mainly Vanilla. I recently started branching out into Sectorials just to kind of get a feel for them. I found most of my lists are like 10 orders, usually 11, because most of the time I take a guy who has Strategos or Mnemonica, and then the Lieutenant Order is effectively an 11th-like order.
Yeah, you get the free order.
It's like a Carantid with an HMG, so it's like I'm going to be funneling all my stuff through it anyway.
Yeah.
one thing that I... The reason I started branching out into Sectorials is I typically play 10 high-value models, or like 5 high-value models and then some order dudes, but I found out that I hate Combined Armies ARO pieces in Vanilla. They just like...
What about the Total Reaction Bot?
Yeah, that guy is not enough.
Like, yeah, but he's pretty good. He's like the best total reaction in the game.
Uh-huh. And basically after figuring out that everybody has like a sniper and smoke or like an HMG MSB. And smoke, yeah. It's just literally like, cool, I guess my TR bot will like dodge. Like I can't leave him out.
You can't leave him out on top of the building. Like you, how you've been yeah. playing him recently, wherein when you've been putting him down... is having him on the ground and cover, like, to cover if one fire lane and not covering, like, a larger area of the table.
Yeah.
Because,
to be fair,
yeah.
not all of us have smoke and MSVs.
All panel problems. But, yeah, BS-15, you just shoot through that bad boy.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. That is true.
That's
first 11.
That's why you don't have smoke.
You also have BS-15 on an MSV-3 model.
Yeah.
It's not good, though.
The,
Okay, yeah.
So I've shied away from playing that piece in lieu of just hiding my stuff well enough on my turns and then just having very, very good active turns. My favorite model in the entire faction is my Hyper Rapid Magnetic Cannon.
What's his point cost? Isn't he pretty cheap?
74?
Yeah, that's like unreal.
That is unreal.
Dude, and the dual heavy rocket launcher for that profile is like 53 points. That's probably...
7.
57, okay. Sorry. But that might be one of the best tags for the point cost in the game. And
I
it has albedo.
I have a hyper rapid magnetic for 54 points.
Yeah. Does it have albedo?
No.
Get out of here.
But it's ballistic scale 14, arm 5. And
he's a chump.
It's actually also not a tag.
Yeah.
So when it takes its wound, it's like, I'm going to hide now, thanks. And then you're like, crap. Like, yeah.
But yeah, it's unbelievable.
And it also has close range weapons. Unlike your tag.
Yeah, my tag, the reason it's as cheap as it does is it has that gun and nothing else.
Yeah.
So
nothing else. Yeah, no close quarter stuff.
But, yeah. Started branching out into Sectorials to try and figure out, like, if I like playing legitimate ARO pieces or if I just prefer to hide my stuff and then just have good active turns. So I'm still figuring it out.
Cool. I guess I'll go. I played Steel Phalanx for maybe a good 2 months or something like that. And then I kind of, my thought on it was like, since we're playing Infinity and it's a space game, I kind of actually wanted to play an alien race. And it wasn't just because Toha's OP. You guys get out of here. Someone's going to come in with that eventually.
That wasn't only, but that was the main reason.
No,
it was
not
a
true.
Reason.
Yeah. I was either going to play Combined Army or I was going to play Toha.
The reason.
And the reason I got into it was because of Choxa. Because I like what their models look like. And then the kind of weird thing about Toha models is the more you have them in person, the kind of the better they look, and they look pretty sweet, and the newer sculpts keep getting better and better.
Nobody likes what they look like.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're sweet. You guys get it.
Yeah. Angel's even an amazing painter, and just forget those models.
They look like... they look like Inside Track.
What?
Inside Track on all their games. That is attractive.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. The inside anyway. Track. A little easier. The easier path taken.
Yeah. That would be, you mean?
Just spam some Symbiomates and call it a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
By the way, podcast listeners, if you haven't figured it out, we give John a hard time.
That's
okay.
To be fair, in regards to them being OP, I actually think they're fairly balanced.
We don't need to go into that
no,
right
seriously,
now.
No, seriously.
On episode one, I do not need to answer forum questions on Symbiomates and if they're broken or not and that whole entire deal.
I think they're fairly balanced. The only
it's a crap.
The closest thing to an issue is just the mate itself.
Regardless. Okay, anyway. So I play Toha, and I usually play two hard ARO pieces, which one's coming out next month, which is one of the coolest models, is the Sukiel Commando with the missile launcher. So that and a link team, and then usually Galriel with MSV2 Sniper. So those two are pretty hard arrows to deal with, and a lot of people try to run head-on to them and usually die a lot. So I kind of play a lot of bully list. So I usually have three triad in a list, and then one other one's probably usually a Sukiel with an HMG, which usually kills the whole entire other side of the board. The rest of the stuff is usually defensive, so pretty much bully list, and that's it. And then obviously Pokemon are just dumb and auto includes.
Do you think they're not able to really deal with your like arrow pieces? Because when they finally do, you're just like, ah, this guy will just die instead.
I mean, it's only one hit.
It's order efficiency is the problem.
Yeah, it's just one hit. So
it does spam with elite models.
The biggest thing too is like the Sukiel's missile launcher has mimetism, so a lot of times you have to have something with MSV to go against it, otherwise because it'll outrange you with the missile launcher. And the biggest problem with that is it's shooting two dice missile launchers, and it's just so scary to go into that if you get hit, your thing's just dead most of the time, which is the biggest issue.
For most people, the best answer for that model is MSV3 smoke. So like for Yuzhing as a whole.
Oh, or two, right? The three doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, just MSV2 or higher through smoke.
You said through smoke.
Through smoke. Yeah. So like for myself or Yuzhing, the best answer statistically is putting smoke down and then having HCN in cover shooting through smoke.
Oh, God. You can actually battle them pretty easily just straight up with a dice battle.
Yeah, just play this guy. Play sweet Galvatron.
I think one of the factions that scares me the most to play against as Toha is Pano. Lies. And I just don't see it a lot, actually.
Lies and deception.
It's not at all. But, yeah, so I usually play, like, boy list with Toha.
He's calling me out for not playing him.
Mm-hmm. Ducker. But, so that's kind of my play style. I think for my favorite model that I play the most, and it's pretty egregious, would be the Sukiel Commando. Everyone name one what your favorite motto would be that you play the most.
That I play the most?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I like geckos. I currently like taskmasters. I currently like moderators, warlocks, uber commandos. I can't do this.
He likes it all.
Yeah.
All mine are is anytime I get to roll five dice. So Kodali or... I don't really play her that often, but when I do, it's just, like, so much fun. Or the magnetic cannon guy I already said.
Honestly, overdrawn. I have the most fun with the trauma doc. But it's not, like, my... she is my go-to model. Yeah. Yeah.
Of all...
Yeah.
Hacked out?
I don't know what my favorite model is.
I'm pretty sure it's the guy that's...
Not sculpt-wise, rules-wise. We can do sculpt-wise later on. Rules-wise.
Mine's both.
Yeah, that actually kind of applies to mine as well. Like, honestly, there are so many things I love individually.
It's the neurocinetics rocket launcher.
It is. Yeah. The Yon Bro is pretty big.
Yeah, Yon Hao is a beast.
The Hacktow Hacker Killer is probably my favorite model.
Yeah.
My Evo sucks, but I freaking love Evo Hackers.
I'm really surprised you don't put your like tag that looks like a big version of the Hacktow.
I do, but then it's like it's more points than like.
Yeah, your heavy infantry. Like,
my heavy infantry really, is cheaper really, really and tend to be a little bit better than the tag. I still enjoy that tag a lot because it has a multi HMG as well. Yeah. So like, then there's like the hacked out. Then freaking Shinobu. I love Shinobu. Like Oniwabin's really solid too. Like the Guiliang. I don't think I can have a favorite.
No, nope, yeah, hacked
of course,
out. Boom.
And of course. Nigel's favorite, Rushi.
It's Rushi. Rushi's your favorite.
No, it's that missile launcher.
Rushi actually is his favorite. That's his. The Rushi is in every list, whereas that Yan Hao
has to be. It's like my 20-point MSV.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody else is OP, but I've got MSV2, a Spitfire bot. That's 20 points. I think it's 19.
It is just the Spitfire
with MSV2.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, in order for it to be worth it, you take a hacker. So, which is why.
Yeah. It's still worth it regardless. It's super amazing. And it's only one SWC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's a Spitfire.
It's egregiously good.
See, so that's why I don't have a favorite, though, because it's like a combination of models working together. That's, so, like, the Rushi is so freaking amazing, too, because he's a repeater in himself, which makes Hacker Killers even better because he can defend Rushi.
Well, this isn't like you don't have to think tank it. Just pick a model.
That's the whole thing. Like, I don't have a single
off your gut.
Favorite.
It's a gut thing. You've got, like, 5 seconds of response, and then you're in. Boom.
Lieutenant Worm.
Doc Worm. Getting
only,
it done.
Only when he's a lieutenant.
Oh, okay. She's like, nope. So someone has a transfer to die.
Hacktail Hacker Killer.
Yeah.
Boom.
That model's sweet. He's got, like, the sword over his shoulder. He's like, I'm not going to use this. I'm going to brain blast you.
Yeah.
One thing that's been super sweet, actually, recently. So we went to Twinfinity, and we're not going to go into all the Twinfinity stories this episode, I think.
Forever.
No, we're going to talk about it.
It's super awesome. It's a lot of fun. You should go next year if you can.
It's a fantastic time, and it was a amazing, amazing event. Fantasy Flight Center was just one of the coolest game stores I've ever been to. Having beers on tap and stuff like that, I was like, oh. And then Sean Poschel did a fantastic job running. It was an absolute, and Joel and Greg as well. Those guys did
and
a fantastic.
Burley-Hoff.
And
Burley-Hoff. Yeah. It's Brian Stelter.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know anyone's name. So, sorry.
Yeah. Brian Stelter is the guy, and yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's the Remote Presence guys, too. I'm sure anybody that's listening has an idea of that. They're freaking amazing. They do a great job for the communities.
How many people? 70-something? 70.
They had 75, I think. Yeah, I'm probably butchering that. That's probably wrong.
That's 70-something.
It was odd.
It was some between 50 and 100 people.
Thank goodness it was odd.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll go on that later. But so, after we got back, we kind of had a new burst of energy for Infinity, and Adam started a slow grow league, which now we're at 15 people for our slow grow, which is phenomenal. A lot of leagues don't have 15 or can't get to that point.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I'm a substitute.
Oh, okay.
That's how we're playing.
Also, as like 2 weeks ago, we had like 6 people playing, so.
Yeah.
The fact that it's up to like 15, they're like, yeah, we'll play.
Yeah, I kind of dragged everyone back in. There's a lot of hype for it, so it's been spectacular. So our meta is going to grow a lot more than just what we have already, which is going to be phenomenal. So I know there's some kind of fun games that we played already. I don't know if people want to have stories. I know, Colin, you had a fun experience in your first game.
Yeah, so our first game is, so the first round is just like 150 points with 3 SWC. And I was playing against, it was basically a demo game.
Annihilation is the scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to help newer people get into the game, so it's kind of, we're taking fun list and stuff like that.
So I was just taking, I'm playing Neoterran for the league, and I took an Aquila Guard with a multi-rifle, and then an Orc Troop with an HMG, and then, like, just random, like, cheap dudes. But anyway, basically what happened is, Aquila Guard dead, an Ajax-led link team is coming up the side of the board, killed my Aquila Guard, killed, my, what is it? What does SSU or CSU mean?
Corporate Security Unit.
Corporate Security Unit. So,
Nice. Off the top of your head there, huh?
Yeah. So, Ajax killed that dude. And then it was my turn. And that was basically his turn. He was in cover. And I said, all right, I could walk my HMG over there and maybe be able to deal with, deal with Ajax. I was like, nah, my Trauma Doc's gonna do it. So I walked my Trauma Doc over there, and before the game even happened, I told Josh, this is the model you gotta look out for. The Trauma Doc is gonna get you. And he just kind of laughed it off, and then Chris just kind of peanut gallery went, no, he's telling the truth. And so my Trauma Doc's like, all right, I'll take 2 orders, get over there, be behind cover. Again, we're going to shoot at Ajax. I have 4 orders to try and kill Ajax. I go in, or maybe it was down to 3. I was down to 3 orders.
No, you only lost 1 guy the first turn.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so you had 5.
Oh, no.
You had 5.
No, I had 4.
4, okay.
Yeah. So I was down to 4 orders because I lost those two, and I only had 6 orders.
Okay.
And I walk over the first shot, and I crit.
Yeah, crits Ajax right away.
Yep, crit Ajax right away.
He's in the link team rolling 2 dice back.
Yep.
So
and we're both in positive range band and all that.
Yeah,
greatness.
You need 12s. He needs 13. So you have 3 dice. So he's actually +1 on the actual scale, but then down a burst. But still, it's pretty like crapshoot.
Yep, so I crit. And then the next round, like, we go into each other.
I think he actually got me.
No, no, no. He didn't do any damage to you during your active turn. You got enough. You almost killed him. You got you shot again and did another wound.
I shot him, did another wound, and then it was like down to the last shot. No, because I left him on.
Yeah, he's an NMBI.
Yeah,
yeah. So you did two wounds to him in your active turn with only four orders.
Yeah,
and then you almost arrow killed him the following turn on his turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, so then Ajax takes her down on the following turn, and she was just unconscious. And Eggers over here, or John, was wanting to show Josh how close combat works. So he had him walk Ajax into base to base. He's like, she's dead. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, well, we'll just walk in. And
we did tell him to make a coup de grace, but we also wanted to show what Ajax does in close combat.
Yep. And apparently what Ajax does is nothing. So
it's a bad call. Against Colin
Strumming.
So Ajax should just smash her into a pile of just blood and gore. And then she goes to make an armor check on three of the explosive on the armor check. And Colin rolls 17, 20, 20. Mm-hmm. And she lives.
Yeah, she basically was unconscious and then went into the avatar state. And was just
the key is to point out that he's berserking.
Right.
So you literally crit on, like, what, eights?
Nines.
Nines, yeah.
Yeah.
It was only one dice.
Yeah, he had no chance.
But then he coup de grace.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
Nope.
Because did she stay unconscious?
He had one more order left, and he wanted to be in a better spot.
Oh!
And so he walked them all up, and then so then she actually lived, because Ajax was just afraid to take her out.
I mean, she's unconscious.
Well, she was alive.
Quote, unquote.
I mean... She was in a null state, so she was dead. She was unconscious.
She could have doctored herself back up.
Oh, yeah, with her regeneration skill?
Colin's a glass half full guy.
Yeah, exactly.
To be true, she can't doctor, but you know that.
Yes, I know.
I know. I'm just ragging.
No automed kit?
No.
Damn.
No. She's a med kit, but not for herself.
Yeah, they need to make her better. She needs to be better. Yeah.
But his trauma doc is literally unreal, and half the time, every time he rolls to actually get somebody up, he's like, 12, 12.
Yep, I've been in tournaments where she literally takes on link teams, and she'll actually win. And then
you're literally your trauma doc is Joey playing Mercy. He's just Deep's Mercy. Just beep beep beep.
I also shoot my med kit without hesitation. I'm like, do I want to spend the extra order to actually go up that building? Nah. We're just going to shoot from down here, and I'll get it, like, at least 80% of the time, if not 100% of the time.
So Chris explained how, like, failing that roll works is, like, because they're shooting, like,
I think they're shooting, like, a needle.
Adrenaline.
Like, Bacta,
pure,
basically, or something, right?
Bacta adrenaline.
Yeah. Whenever you fail, is it, I imagine she just put the wrong bullet in the chamber.
Oops.
But again, she doesn't fail.
It's
so
true. Occasionally, one day she will.
I mean, most people do, but not yours.
Yeah, not mine.
Tried and true.
She's the one and only drama doc.
Tried and true marksman.
Sorry, everybody else. You bought the wrong model.
The best part was when Colin started playing with them, too. Like, we continued to joke that she's, like, yelling, like, help! I need a doctor over here! I need help! Like... Yeah. Like because they're so bad at it. And now what we've realized is she actually is looking at the book while she's doing the doctoring and then, like, looking up in a way. So there needs to be, like, a book on the ground. So she's, like, checking the book to make sure it's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I absolutely love that model. Yeah.
Nigel, do you want to talk about Anderson Cooper?
Anderson, yeah, my first round was I was playing against Ariadna. I wasn't really sure what I was going to be up against. But I just took some meat and potato stuff. I just kind of wanted to have it be relatively easy mode. And so I had like a tough guy, a taskmaster, some moderators. I can't remember, a random filler, like a doctor. But yeah, then I had Anderson Cooper of the War Corps. And he was just, he frustrated, like Lance is getting back into it. And it was very frustrating for Lance to be flash pulse repeatedly. Like he kept having... He would have his impetuous guys. He had basically like half his army was impetuous guys. They would run around a building trying to smoke. and my ARO would be to flash pulse them, and I'd win the face-to-face, and then they would fail their BTS, so they'd be, like, stunned, and then they'd be stuck out in the open. They'd have to, like, kind of, like, waddle back to wherever. And then, so, like, on turn one, Anderson Cooper flash pulse like, two guys, and then that kind of frustrated him. So then I move up and kill a couple guys, and then turn...
They're just hanging out in the open.
Yeah.
After he flash pulses.
Just standing around, so I'm like, okay, I guess I'll shoot him. And then on his turn two... I had moved some guys into ARO positions. Not really good guys, just link team combi rifles to just try to pester him. He moved out his link team, which had an HMG. And one of the points he moved, both my guys were prone on a building, and he wanted to negate my cover bonus. Mm. So he moved up a ladder and got on top of a building, which then Anderson Cooper could see him. So in the face-to-face, he split his dice pool. He actually took out both of my ARO pieces. Oh. With a split pool, but Anderson Cooper flashed him, so he was stuck on top of this building and he couldn't see anybody anymore. He had to just like, oh, and he was so frustrated. He was like, what are you doing against this reporter? Like, I'm like, you just killed two guys, shut up. And he's just, he's getting like super tilted.
He should have just, I mean, in all reality, what he does is he just does the like he takes that AP HMG and just shoots
Anderson
the
Cooper.
Just kill the war car.
That's a war crime.
I explained this to him. The problem is I explained it to him in a way that I think, so he's getting back in, and he takes a lot. Like, if you say something, he takes it really, really to heart, like way more to heart than he should, which was, I explained to him, like, Anderson Cooper has a weapon that's non-lethal. It literally doesn't do anything other than it flash pulses you. If you, generally speaking, against me, Anderson Cooper has been borderline worthless. He's like, he's never done anything against me. Because,
which probably they should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's like, it's an all order. My guys have a high BTS, and they just don't care, or I'm just doing stuff. I usually don't expose myself to the flash pulse unless I'm either killing him or... It's just never been a big deal. So, but I explained to him that part of the beauty of Anderson Cooper is that for 3 points, if they spend one order killing him, that's like half a command token. Worth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're paying 3 points for like half a command token at the least. And that's an awesome value. What's really tilting, though, is when he wins the heads up, his ARO flash pulse wins, and then they're either blind or they have to shoot again, and then he's a full command token, and then after that, it's just house money. It's like,
yeah.
And so, and then, yeah, Anderson Cooper by far was like super house money in this one.
Or you have like that one, your one kill piece, and it goes out there and gets flash pulse, and it's hanging out there for a whole turn. It's like, great.
Yeah, he flashed, over the course of this game, he flash pulsed Uxia McNeil. So, like, So he deployed her right outside of my deployment zone, trying to, like, jump on my Taskmaster. And so my entire army, including my link team, all ran to the far side of the table, like, just got away from her.
Yeah.
And then they all kind of turned to face her, and they were all in the middle of the field, like, at the 24-inch line behind all the buildings. So she now was, like, behind enemy lines, and she couldn't sneak up on me without getting poor Anderson Cooper. And Anderson Cooper literally... spotted her, like, so she moved out in the open, and he's like, he discovered her, and then on the next action, he flash pulsed her. And he was like, what do you do against the report? Like, this reckless hate. He was basically like, yeah, he was like the leader of Rohan against Mordor. He was like, well, it's just a guy on a, like a, it's a guy on a roof with a camera. Get out of here. Like, Jesus, settle down.
The best reporter of all time.
Yeah. So then she literally had to hide behind a console and, like, get duck for cover to, like, avoid the, like, oh, stop taking pictures. And then, so, like, he flash pulsed two Wolvers in turn one, and Uxia McNeil. Then on turn two, he did the two Wolvers again, the link team guy. I think he got Uxia McNeil again, because all she could do is run to the middle of the table and, like, hide again. And then on turn three, he finally got mad. By this time, the game had devolved where, like, his first link team had kind of been broken up a little bit. So he moved over to William Wallace. He reformed up what was remaining of the rest of his crew, made a different five-man. William Wallace came out, and finally was just like, fuck, we're killing this guy. So he, like, spent it. Well, William Wallace just housed him. But he because the link team moved through his leaf field of fire, I just took the closest one and flash-pulsed that one. And so he got one on his way out. He flash-pulsed another guy. Oh, my God. Lance was, that's just stupid. It was just funny because he was like, that's just a dumb 3 points. That shouldn't even be in the game. Like, it's so funny. Like,
oh, that's three.
Yeah, and it's like, so I'm like, oh, wait till you see.
You can take it, right?
I told him, I'm like, you could take it. He's a war car. And also, you know, you should play against symbiomates. if we're already complaining in the war car phase, this might not be the game.
Or monofilament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
an Oniwabin comes up and cuts you in half. That's more upsetting than a symbiote, mate.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
no.
is. Yeah.
It, oh, it also takes a lot to deal, like...
Nah, okay, so you can come up and one-shot my tag, but the one order you took to kill a symbiote mate is
worse? Hey, guess what? It doesn't one-shot a tag unless you crit. Excuse my language. If you have a symbiote mate...
You crit all the time.
Yeah. No, with a symbiote mate, I'm
crit every time for you. Crit on once.
No. It gets on, like, what, 14s or something like that? 16s?
25. It depends on what you do.
15s? So, yeah. But I'm just saying, there's pretty egregious stuff, and symbiote mate doesn't... I don't know if it's past monofilament.
I look how this is like super. The symbiote mates aren't so bad. I was just saying that there are bigger things than Anderson Cooper to worry about in the game.
As he's rocking 2 5-man links.
And he's rocking, 2 5-man. It was hilarious. But yeah, so Anderson Cooper was an awesome 3 points, although I did get my butt kicked.
Yeah.
And my trauma doc isn't BS-15 or whatever his is.
No, he's just BS-20. He just doesn't fail.
That's who, mine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, didn't we
whip,
know this?
Whip 20. Whip 20.
Yeah.
Not BS.
I was going to say that a, an Oniwabin killing a 5-man link is worse than a tag.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a great point. Why don't you elaborate on how dumb it is?
No. I mean, there's ways to fix it. I'm actually not willing to share that at this time.
Oh.
It's tech. No. So.
Yeah, have cat people in your backfield. Have cat people and pee well. And also just know that Adam is going for max bull crap, so then pee well can just like scan. And then, oh, there's a Shinobu. And then the cat chick's like, meow. Yeah, that's what you do.
Cool martial arts. Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, and he thinks he's so cute, too. I want to throw smoke at my feet. And the cat's like, meow.
Oh, no. So speaking about what this league is... obviously, lots of people have played in like a slow start, you know, slow growth style league. This is similar, but it's not a true ITS league. It is set up as one, and there's going to be pairings and going from there. But we are trying to create one of the most casual kind of, as few of barriers as possible to get new people into the game. And as a
also,
result,
our locals get very skittish.
Yeah, yes. We're trying to wrangle a lot of cats.
Yes, so
that's the real reason.
That's why we said it was a 15-man league, and I'm a substitute because we have a period of time in which they have to complete their games. But if they can't complete their game with their opponent for a specific reason, they can sub in and play a game with me. So it's just like a way to advance our league with cats. So, yes. I don't know. I think it's going to end up being great. There's a lot of positive.
I think eventually we can do an ITS one.
Eventually. I think eventually. As just a regular league.
Correct,
yeah. Logo. Yes, I think
or
so.
Even a tourney coming up, like a little local deal. Yeah.
Speaking of tourneys coming up, this is a ways out, but nonetheless, we are going to be running a semi, like a traveling new trophy. It's going to be running in Des Moines Mayhem, and it's on September 2nd. It is going to be a smaller event to bridge our semi-local community, so it's going to be our Des Moines area.
It doesn't have to be small. You can come if you want.
Yeah, you 100%.
Come from everywhere.
You 100% can come if you want. the more, the merrier. The goal of this is to have, like, the Omaha meta, the Des Moines meta, get guys down from Minnesota, the Twin City areas, and then Iowa City. But the big thing about this is it's going to be a prep for the Iowa incident. So when Iowa incident sets their scenarios, we're going to run some of the same scenarios that they are going to run. Our event is probably going to be capped at three rounds. So we'll pick three of their rounds or three of their scenarios. And if you don't know what the Iowa incident is, it runs in October. And it is I think it's going to be capped at like 45 players. I'm not quite sure. That's what we were discussing as well. Will
That's
Thompson.
That's an odd number.
And, it might not be 45. Will Thompson and, Jeremy Kinser run it out of Iowa City. And it is a really fun time. You guys should come check it out.
It's a nice space. It's wide open. Plenty of tables. Lots of people travel to it.
Yeah, there's going to be, it's October, I think 12th and 13th. Did I nail it? No, 14th and 15th. Dang it. October 14th and 15th, you can actually search on Facebook for the Iowa incident.
Do they do two a year, or is this the second anniversary?
It is once a year. This is actually the fourth
time
it's been around.
Our second anniversary with them.
Correct.
Yeah.
An Iowa incident kind of represents when we quasi-became players. Basically all of us.
Started.
Yeah, it's when Edgar started. me and Colin hadn't really started till then. That was like our first kind of, we went to the tournament in Minneapolis like 2 weeks prior or something. But it kind of represents like that month leading up was when we all kind of started getting on. And then, so yeah, this will be kind of our 1 year anniversary. So that's kind of where we're at in the game too.
Yeah.
As like a meta, we're a baby meta for babies.
Except we're.
Well, yeah, we're a little ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not babies. No. We're not baby games for babies.
Well, that's just you and Adam.
I get last in almost every tournament.
Because you try to kill everyone's stuff instead of actually doing it.
And I try to get last in every tournament. But yeah, I accomplish my goals, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I always have the most fun at every tournament I'm at. Guaranteed.
It's probably true.
Fair.
Where are we at?
Cast?
Is that a cast?
Yeah,
what do we have?
Like an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, we're an hour.
Yeah, we're an hour in already.
I mean,
a lot of pre-ramble.
Yeah.
It's a short one.
Like yeah, it wasn't very exciting pre-ramble.
30 minute or less, so it's free.
Yep.
No, we oh, okay. We're over that, right?
Yeah, we're way over.
I mean, we're going to
pay us that money.
Podcast is free.
Patreon always. That doesn't exist. Boom.
God, now I want pizza.
Are you watching my cats this weekend?
No. Colin's watching my cats.
Are you guys watching my cats?
Yeah. And Infinity.
I'm going to leave in the case, yeah.
Cats in case.
All right, thanks for listening to Fireteam Core. This has been Colin.
Eggy.
Adam.
Nigel.
Crump.
Thank you.
Later.
Thanks.
Drop! I want to make a beat, my name will slop. If my rap shoot, my beats is stop. Step from the paper when I start to chop. I'm a lumberjack DJ Adam. If you try to knock me, you'll get mocked. I'll stir fry you in my wok. You need to start shaking and your fingers pop. Like a bitch in the neck of Mr. Spock.
This weekend?
Yeah.
There. That's it. That's it.
Oh.
That's it. Are you watching my cats this weekend?
That's
an Infinity podcast.
That's what all my lists are called. Are you watching my cats?
I love it. Are you watching my cats? An Infinity podcast.
No.
Stab me.
Oh, is that why Amy called me?
I don't know. Maybe, actually.
Okay.
We could have the dog.
Oh, Colin, playing hard to get with Crump's wife.
Holy crap. Did you guys see the Jumanji trailer that hit today?
I did.
I watched it and was, like, pleasantly not...
It looks solid, but Baywatch looks solid, and I've heard nothing but bad things.
Have you not watched it yet?
Chips also looks solid, and Chips was garbage.
I think you
will actually enjoy Baywatch.
Exactly.
Because it is, like, satire on the actual movie.
When did it
like,
come out?
It's not straight like funny in the regards to, like, 21 Jump Street, but if you watch the original... It is actually, like, there's jokes that you would only get if you actually watched the show.
Yeah.
Like boobs bouncing.
Well, no, the other, like, the fact that they're actually solving crime like they're cops.
Yes.
And then,
yes, 100%.
Because, like, in the show, they had a cop liaison who would, like, come by this little four-wheeler, and, like, they were stopping, like, international drug rings and stuff. You're like, why are the lifeguards involved?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're super muscular.
It is actually just a long episode of Baywatch.
Mm.
Like... That is semi-real, but, like, they do kind of make fun of themselves
what
a little
were the
bit,
ratings?
But they still take themselves serious.
What were the ratings on it?
Bad.
Like, horrendously bad, right? But it had The Rock.
I think it's already out of theaters, which was 2 weeks ago it started.
Boom. Bam.
It did not give Wonder Woman a run for its money.
I have not seen Wonder Woman yet, and I want to see it.
It was good.
We went to the movie theater, and it sold out.
Yep.
That was stupid. Really? On a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a Tuesday.
Joey doesn't understand how podcasts work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't talk in the background.
You're not recording. Yes,
we literally are.
For the past
Bye, Felicia.
35 seconds.
Classic Joey.
I think we just need to jump in here. Call it.
Yeah.
Are you watching my cats this weekend?
Or Baywatch.
Infinity podcast.
Are you Baywatching my cats this weekend?